WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have cloudy skies and 25 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be partly cloudy this afternoon, a high near 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. A teen from Ringgold County is in custody after he allegedly fired a shotgun at two law enforcement vehicles Tuesday morning in Decatur County. The teen, identified as 16-year-old Chance Newton of Kellerton, was driving his sister's car, which had been reported as stolen on Monday. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Scott Bright said the pursuit began as a Ringgold County deputy tried to pull Newton over at around 5 a.m. The deputy lost sight of the vehicle, but it was seen in Kellerton about 90 minutes later, and a second pursuit was initiated, which involved a Decatur County Sheriff's deputy and a state trooper. The chase ended when the teen lost control of the car near Leon and exited the vehicle with a shotgun.
After he lost control, the suspect exited the vehicle. Rounds were fired. The deputy's vehicle was hit twice, and one of our trooper's cars was hit twice.
Sergeant Bright said the officer involved did not return fire and no one was seriously injured. A trooper did receive cuts to the face from the shattered windshield. After firing the shot, the teen fled on foot, and Newton was tracked down by a police dog nearly a mile and a half away.
He was found at a farm building inside a vehicle. The K-9 found the individual. When they found the individual, actually, he did have a rifle in his possession, but he gave up. So there was no injuries to the suspect and no injuries to any troopers or other agencies that were involved.
Officials said later that some officers had been transported to a hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Newton has been charged with two counts of attempted murder with additional charges pending. News time is 8:06.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a brief pursuit last week resulted in the arrest of an Atlantic man. 43-year-old Paul William Jessen was taken into custody on January 7th on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. During the pursuit, Jessen entered the house in Lewis illegally, for which he was charged with burglary in the third degree, a Class D felony. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. Jessen was taken to the Cass County Jail and held without bond on the parole violation warrant. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that a Neola man had died from injuries he suffered during a fall on Sunday. Sheriff Jeff Danker said deputies were dispatched to a residence in a 30,000 block of 2nd Street in Neola at around 3 a.m. Sunday to assist Neola fire and rescue personnel with a man who had reportedly fallen from an exterior door. According to witnesses, 26-year-old Matthew R. McDonald of rural Neola fell nearly 11 feet from the main level of the residence to the ground. A deck, which had been on the exterior side of the door, had been removed and was not replaced by the time the incident occurred. McDonald suffered severe head trauma as a result of the fall. He was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where he later died. The incident remains under investigation. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a service truck belonging to Agriland FS in Canby was stolen over the weekend. The vehicle, a white 2012 Ford F-350 with a license plate 661SEM, was stolen from the company's shop. It was equipped with a flatbed box and had several pieces of equipment mounted on the back. The doors were adorned with the Agriland FS decals, and unit number 629 was displayed on both the front fenders. The pickup was stolen sometime between 10:30 a.m. Sunday and 7 a.m. Monday. Anyone with information about the theft or location of that truck should call the Adair County Sheriff's Office at 641-743-2148. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that an Anita woman had been arrested Monday on a shoplifting-related charge. 65-year-old Linda Barber was taken into custody on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Barber was later released with orders to appear in court at a later date. No injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident Monday afternoon at 13th and Plum Streets in Atlantic. Atlantic police say vehicles driven by Seth Nelson and Emily Hemphill, both of Atlantic, collided just after 3:30 p.m. Monday when Hemphill's vehicle began to slow and was hit from behind by the Nelson vehicle. Nelson was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed. Damage from the mishap amounted to $3,300. Mills County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that two Glenwood residents had been arrested Monday night on warrants for failure to appear on charges of OWI first offense. Taken into custody was 49-year-old Brenda Lee Russell and 24-year-old Seth Ryan Peters. Both were held in the Mills County Jail on $2,500 bond each. And authorities say a teen who attends East Union High School in Afton was arrested last week after allegedly trying to negotiate trades for a stolen handgun with two Des Moines area teens. Afton Police Chief John Coulter told the Des Moines Register 15-year-old Darrell Thornton of Lorimore was charged with trafficking in stolen weapons, possession of stolen property, and a probation violation after monitoring software on a computer in the Johnston School District picked up the alleged activity. Investigators determined Thornton had communicated on Facebook with a student at Johnston High School and a student at Lincoln High School about buying and selling stolen guns and swapping ammunition. According to Coulter, Thornton apparently met the student from Lincoln at the Central Iowa Detention Center in Eldora, but it's not clear how long he knew the Johnston student. No charges were filed against the student from Lincoln, who lives in Des Moines but is on probation in Warren County, and Johnston school officials did not file a report on the incident. According to Coulter, the gun that Thornton allegedly tried to deal had been stolen from a house in Creston, but it's unclear if Thornton had possessed or stole other guns. Police have not been able to locate the gun, but were able to determine from the student's correspondence that Thornton possessed it. Coulter told the Register it's believed several students in Creston have since possessed that gun. He said the teen was not cooperative and has misled officers in the search for the weapon. An investigation into his alleged activities remains ongoing. Taking a look now at world headlines at this hour. Later this morning, President Obama will be unveiling his plan to reduce gun violence. He'll ask Congress to approve a ban on assault weapons and limit the size of ammunition magazines and impose universal background checks on gun buyers. But the president plans to take some action that doesn't need congressional approval, like boosting the availability of mental health services and directing the federal government to conduct more research on gun use and crimes. Another cabinet secretary is leaving the Obama administration. An administration official says Interior Secretary Ken Salazar will be leaving in March. Also leaving during the President Barack Obama's second term are Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, and Labor Secretary Hilda Solis. Consumer prices are holding steady. The government says lower gas costs offset more expensive food and higher rents to keep a measure of the U.S. commerce or consumer prices flat last month. Food prices increased 0.2% in December from November. Rent and airline fares also rose. Gasoline prices fell a seasonally adjusted 2.3%. The overall flat reading ends a year when inflation slowed. The consumer price index rose only 1.7% in 2012, and that was down from 3% in 2011. News time is 8:12.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Helene Nielsen, age 95 of Storm Lake, died Sunday. Services for Helene Nielsen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Mark Lutheran Church in Storm Lake. Fratsky and Jensen Funeral Home in Storm Lake has the arrangements. Jolene Rustvold, age 67 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Jolene Rustvold will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Frank Lesh, age 85 of Shelby, died Tuesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Frank Lesh will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Armand Photo, age 90, and his wife, 86-year-old Imogene, both of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died January 12th and January 6th, respectively, in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Armand and Imogene Photo will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bradley Richard Johns, age 54, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and formerly of Stewart and Des Moines, died January 6th in Las Vegas. A memorial service for Bradley Johns will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Henson reporting.